Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, hello, and welcome to another brand spanking new episode of Whatever This Is. What it is a... me and Pat have been looking forward to this all week. I'm Dylan. I'm settled up next to one Patrick Hickey.
Hey, great to be here.
Kalen, producer of the podcast, is over there.
Woo, woo, woo.
He's going to quit the show soon, right?
He's going to work part-time. Who cares?
All right.
I'm going to miss him.
I'm feeling uncomfortable. I feel like I just witnessed
I didn't
something.
Need to bring up, you know, politics, but yeah, we're going to have to terminate Kalen soon. It'll be a sad day, but... We are joined today by Maddie and Poodle of The Reality Gays. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Hi, boys.
Hey, boys.
This is one of the best gay porn sets I've ever been in.
I just said, it really is. Giving, to me, it's either giving Kill Room or like Active Duty gay porn, they were supposedly in the military. American flag over here that does it for me.
Yes. Yeah, so it's like a Stolen Valor gay porn set.
Yes.
Yeah.
The picture of the baby's going to go in that picture with that beautiful woman, that's out. But other than that,
the guitars are all hitting that for me.
I'm hoping there's a Mandalorian hat here somewhere and I can just get pummeled.
There is a pastel.
We have a signed autograph from Boba Fett up there.
Oh,
and you nailed it.
Yes, and then when you come on my face and spit in my, you say, this is the way. That's what's perfect.
So we're going to be talking about Netflix's Love is Blind this afternoon.
Yes.
Episode one. But there may be some spoilers of the other three episodes, possibly. So
sure.
If you haven't watched all of it, we may ruin it for you.
And we talk about this every time we cover this show, but Netflix is doing its best to degrade the collective attention span of everybody. So that's why they're doing this 4-episode dump on us. But
I just got to ask you guys, what do you think about this crop of people? Like, we had thoughts.
I think
let's get into it. General thoughts.
Let's get into our general thoughts. Can I go first?
Yes.
Blindfolds.
Rating system.
It's 1 out of 100 blindfolds.
1 out of 100 blindfolds.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the gay porn set.
I was going to say, where's the USMC?
So the thing that I love about the show is also the thing that kind of drives me insane. These people are all psychoanalysts. They're self-help gurus, and they're all fucking liars and out of their minds. So there's an interesting dynamic there.
I have a fucking master's in psychology.
Yeah.
And so
I've never heard that before.
But we've never heard that you're a bitch.
I know.
But
I feel like I'm at home.
I know. But not
in front of the kids.
We didn't even talk about that. But I realized, yes, these people have read. They listened to one episode of Brené Brown or Jen Hatmaker, and now they're like,
20% today, baby. I got 20%.
And they're on
That's
their knees.
The best Brené Brown I've ever heard.
She's great. She helps a lot of people.
She does, but she also has degrees and data. These people do not.
Yeah.
That is so. Now I'm going to hate them more for it.
Well, you should hate them because they're all monsters. They're pod rats. I thought it was a good first 4 episodes. This is not a microaggression. There, I just watched 4 episodes, so I'm a little scatterbrained.
Uche.
He is talking to Aaliyah. I don't think I've hated somebody on this show as much as I hated him in that moment.
But he won you back at the end, right?
No, he did not win me back at all.
He didn't win me back at all
either.
He
is a fucking asshole.
Well, he's an asshole. I said this is a person who feels like he was built in a lab to destroy women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
Like a horrible man who, a scientist who invented, like Dr. Frankenstein, who was fucked over by other women, built a Frankenstein monster to destroy women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was Uche.
Okay, I'll say this about Uche.
90 blindfolds, and Maddie should go next.
You're right.
But, I need to go next. Oh, okay. I mean, I shouldn't say this because, but it like, the molten lava underneath him that I feel that is just anger. Mm-hmm. It terrifies me. Yeah. So just even not even what he says, the way we talk about a lot what he says, but to me it freaks, and I know it's the edit, but it freaks me out the way he looks, the way he's listening, like it's seethed in judgment.
Well, he's gaining intel. So he can destroy other women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So even when he laughs, it's always, ah, ha, 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 ha. It never feels like a...
The inventor didn't get that right.
No, yeah.
The laugh always feels fake.
Twist the knob.
He does have a kind of dead fury behind his eyes.
Terminator.
Yeah.
You gave 90 blindfolds.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 95.
Okay. That's fine.
I like it.
100 blindfolds being...
The best.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say these people, this group feels like the show's been around long enough to know to play the game a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some who were influencers, I think. There are also some that are there. We're choosing people now who are going to explode. Mm-hmm. On the screen.
Yep.
Not like with physically, anger. They're going to physically pop up and their guts throw out.
Right, right.
Like, because the people who are being chosen now, or the people who are being cast now, have, I think, some of the interview questions or things like, how much trauma do you have? Tell me how you were really treated by your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a little gross. I'm gonna say these are the messiest fucking people we've ever had.
Ooh, you forgot season two though.
Oh, you're right. But I will say I think season three might have been messier than season two in some ways. But
I forget Shane. I know season two.
Mm-hmm.
It dumps out of my brain after week one.
But here's the thing.
Completely dumps.
I think this is to me 85 blindfolds.
Okay.
Because I had a problem with. Spoiler alert, two people who may or may not know each other.
That was like
in the pods. And it tainted it for me.
It did? Oh, I thought that was the funnest part.
Tainted.
But these are not my blindfolds.
Now they are.
Okay. I am glad you guys focused a lot on the casting because I think it's superb casting.
Yeah.
All right. We have a guy who's 24, but is really 14 years old emotionally.
Yes.
At some point you mentioned trauma, is asked what his greatest trauma was. His answer is that he had scoliosis. The real answer is when his parents told him Santa doesn't exist. And that was 4 years ago.
Okay. I think you're underplaying internal organ failure a little bit. but these are your blindfolds.
Fair enough.
Okay. I like where you're going.
Okay. So we have H-Town. We're in Houston. Let's just remind the audience.
Is that what they call it?
H-Town.
H-Town, yeah.
Yeah.
Beyonce,
yeah.
What are you talking about? Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Never mind.
He's not a bee, a baser.
Are you not part of the hive?
I like her. I just don't know a lot of...
I went to Renaissance. It's great.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know. Okay, sorry. I will continue.
Not a problem. So, great casting. The worst casting ever was season two when this franchise was firing on all cylinders. You couldn't wait for season two, and they had a bunch of social media.
It was terrible.
Thirsty
was
people.
That the Bickersons or was
it
that
was Shake? It was Shane.
Yeah.
It was Natalie.
That was the influencer drop.
Yeah,
that was
yeah. Could I hold you on my shoulders at a music festival?
Okay. Well, that comes later on when you know the two drunks Nick and Vanessa show up to explain the experiment. They say, unlike online dating, which is very superficial. We here exclude that. And I would remind her, we had a person on this show that, so if we were at a Taylor Swift concert,
yeah,
and I put you on my shoulders, would we make two songs before my neck broke? Sneaky way to learn a girl's weight. Anyway.
Or not sneaky.
Okay, I'm going way too long here. I love the casting. No, he's especially
going way too long.
No, I'm going to wrap it up. We have two female cast members, Lydia and Johnny, that bend over backwards to try and get to Mexico at that resort. Yes. I believe if you had the Golden 100%. State Killer in here, Johnny would explain to him why they should be a couple.
That's
how insane this is.
I'm okay with a little bit of duct tape. So what? Sometimes a little duct tape is nice. You know how that...
I like duct tape.
Yeah.
I love scalpels more.
100 blindfolds.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Amazing four episodes.
Also, Johnny kind of talks like the Kristen Wiig character Penelope.
Who is
always talking like this and always likes things.
So, but you bring up a good point, though. With a show like this, I don't know.
Kindred spirits.
Probably, because I love shows like Smothered. I love show like Extreme Sisters.
Because
like,
you have mental problems.
Like when the Extreme Sisters, the twin sisters, when one sister actually put her sister's foot in her mouth and chewed off her hangnail.
What is Smothered?
Yes, happened.
You haven't watched that?
Oh.
What is Smothered?
Oh, it's great. I think that's on either on Wii or TLC.
TLC. I love
you
that.
You can tell Dylan hasn't been tainted by the most disgusting show ever.
She literally chews off her twin sister's hangnail in her mouth on her toe.
Oh, yeah. And they take baths together.
And I just saw him throw up in his mouth a little bit.
They share bath water.
Anyway, I lean into kind of grossness. And no, I got to say, when you think... I'm a follower. I'm changing mine to 100 because this
Thank
is a
you.
Great cast.
Yes.
I think it's because you want messy.
I have ethical issues about...
With changing the score? Me too.
Yeah. I have ethical issues with that.
All right, so one other note, though.
We have to get to the fucking
You
game
have
project.
To get out of the pods before episode, after episode three. You can't go four pods and not be at the resort.
I agree with you.
I think it's because we spent way too much time with Uche ritually destroying Aaliyah, which took like 25 minutes to break her down CIA style.
True.
It did feel like a black site. And, you know, we'll start with this. Everybody seems to be having a good time. There is this. There have been these accusations levied by losers who didn't get famous enough on the show, and they're pissed about it, that they are treated like they're in Guantanamo when they are in the pods. I don't know if you guys have heard about
$7 an hour.
You know, we should have $7 an hour.
Well, that's what he said. If you average out how much you're paid to be a participant on this show, it's $7 an hour. Here's my response.
But you're
to
finding
that.
Love.
Talk
you're on
shit.
Television.
Yeah, you're finding love. That's priceless.
Yeah.
Do you know how many fucking people want to be on television?
We
called that couple the Bickersons.
The show is very important to our network, so I am all for unions and people getting a living wage, but not the people on the show. I could not care less.
We are
about
the reallegations of SAG podcast.
We're a SAG podcast.
SAG forever. SAG forever.
Yes.
All right. So you guys have never played this game before, but it is a fan favorite game. We kick off every season with this game.
I'm glad I didn't wear underwear.
The game is called "Is It Love Is Blind Music or Is It Not Love Is Blind Music?"
Now, Shut up.
The
feeling something through the
water. Crux of the game will be, and I'm going to break it down.
It's a hard time. It's a hard time.
No
tonight.
Lyric is Sorry. Too on the nose.
Sorry.
She's just walking out the door.
No. It's fine. The song will be played, and you will have to guess whether it is Love Is Blind Music or if it is not Love Is Blind Music.
Okay. I like it.
Kayla,
I love
do
this.
Not, we're not going to tell you how many there are, but I'll tell you it's not 15.
Okay.
Oh my God,
that would take me an hour.
So
it would
excited.
Take a long time. All right, so first song, Kaylin, hit us.
That was so dramatic. Took my stuff and you threw it out. Crying such a habit.
All right, you can fade us down.
Do oh man, this is a tough one.
My first gut feels like I feel like I've heard this song before.
Yeah.
On the show.
I feel like this is Love Is Blind Music.
I'm going to say it's not because it actually has rhymes.
Okay.
And it's somewhat coherent.
Okay.
Oh, that's true. We didn't hear in the middle of it. Pond five.
No.
Pond okay. five. Pond five.
So you're a no.
I'm a no.
I'm trusting him. All right. I'm going to go. It's a no.
This is not Love is Blind.
Yeah!
All right, Kaylin. All
right, take a drink, man.
Hit us with the next song.
I'll drink in solidarity. Oh, this is Love is Blind.
You got to hear the whisper voice, though.
When we're alone and I'm feeling low, you know how to take it away.
Okay, you can fade us down now.
I feel like that song kind of was good.
Yeah.
And for that reason, it can't be Love is Blind.
I think that cannot be Love is Blind music.
Okay. I agree.
It's not Love is Blind music.
I wanted to hear more of that song, and I never did.
Yeah. And the game is tricky because that actually is Love is Blind music.
No!
Yeah.
What first season or fourth season?
Listen.
When they got a budget?
We don't get into the nitty gritty or any specifics or anything like that.
I'm feeling really rooked right now.
Yeah. That's what the game does. Kayla, can you hit us
this
with the
Bud
next
Light's
song?
Going to my head.
Thinking about you.
This has to be.
I think this has
to be. This is love is blind.
Especially when they did it. Hey,
this is Love is Blind.
This has got to be Love is Blind.
This is a unanimous. This is Love is Blind music.
And I'll tell you when this is played. This is played when someone, they just shared a trauma and they cry and they're holding each other. And then the drone, this is out of the pods. The drone comes out.
Yeah, and we see them
and it's like, good day.
Yeah. No, again, it's a tricky game because that is not Love is Blind music.
We're terrible.
This is insidious.
I know.
Maybe I guess I got a drink again.
Out of our golden goblets.
I'm not drinking out of a golden goblet.
Because golden goblets are revolting vessels for really anything. But
I agree.
One more, Dylan.
That's the end of the game.
Oh, it is.
I only had three.
I only had three.
Oof. Wow. It's a short game.
I think that was that all the same singer?
In spirit, yeah, they are all the exact same song.
She kind of has a voice like this, and she kind of goes, we hear a breath, a little lower.
It's very like, it's such an important part. It's like we also cover Selling Sunset and Selling OC. And
oh, that music is great. You gotta be a bad bitch. I'm gonna wear some heels. I'm gonna go sell houses. I'm gonna talk to you in houses I don't own.
Boss.
I'm a boss, bitch.
You guys did a horrible job at that game.
I kind of want to hang it up now. Stop podcasting.
That is your profession, too. You should feel like, the most shame. You write music.
Well, listen, it is a difficult game, but I think it goes to show you that this is a derivative show with derivative music, and really everything about it is derivative, but it's a fun show to recap, so let's do it right now.
Okay.
We kick things off with the Booze Hound and, of course, Nick Lachey.
Can I jump in here?
Whenever they
show up, guys, have you noticed this, Vanessa and Nick? They seem, or at least I feel, they look like they were up all night at a cousin's wedding. She called the guy, and then next thing you know, it's 5 a.m. You know, you've been there, right?
Yeah.
And then they're wearing the clothes, and they're like, fuck it. We got to be the set
what
in
do you
an
mean
hour.
She called a guy. What are you talking
she
about?
She called her guy. And then guy. They drive on over to the set, you know, down on Cahuenga.
Her driver.
Uh-huh.
Are you talking about infidelity, or are you talking about her drug dealer?
Her guy. Her dealer.
Everyone's got a guy. Okay.
Yeah, and then they walk in on set.
A little bump to wake you up.
Yeah. Cocaine's great.
It always feels like, to me, that they do like a little, they do a talk like, okay, Nick, we're going to be breezy. Everything's fine. We've been really thinking that like we're like really uptight. I know like I want to talk about babies. I know I really want to talk about babies, but I'm not going to talk about babies. And it's going to be fine. And here, let's both do a gummy. And somehow they're trying to seem breezy.
Yeah.
And it always feels fake.
I love that. They're on edibles.
I do.
I hate them. I hate them both.
I do. I don't know why. The baby thing was weird, but I still think
You're talking about the reunion when she kept insisting that she was ready for a Love is Blind baby.
And it was terrible, and I still think
I think I would have
fun hanging out with her.
Yeah, me too. I like her. She's awful.
So
we sat near some of her friends that came to the taping because we were at the reunion.
She has friends.
They loved her, and it seemed pretty legit, and they weren't Hollywood people either.
I'm with you. I don't understand it. Think, and no shade to you. I understand.
I think she's perfectly fine in regular life.
Yeah. I like her way more than Nick.
Me too.
There's something about them when they're hosting. It feels like they... Number one, it feels like they're giving out a Nobel Prize. Mm. It feels really serious what they're doing.
Yeah, but it's not.
But it's not.
Comes down from the show, though, too.
I that's one of the biggest problems I have with this show is the producer, who I'm sure is a wonderful human being. Don't come at us.
No, there's no way they're a wonderful human being.
Talks in interviews like he is curing cancer.
You're talking about Chris Tony, whatever. Yeah. Colon.
And it's just like we're helping people find out there what an authentic
shut
way.
Up.
Okay.
Oh, so, you should hear it.
Oh,
it is so self-aggrandizing.
Well, Jake, you remember After the Altar, what did those three episodes that should never have aired? What did the whole thing that they were presenting was, we found love based on this experiment. I mean, they jammed that down our throats. Dylan and I lost our
minds. Is love blind? Is love blind?
No, we find out at the end of every season that it is not.
Every single season. Love is a lie.
There's one couple that made it, maybe two. Amber and Barnett, I think they're just that kind of like...
Do you mind closing that door? Sorry.
I don't know. Yeah, the mosquitoes are getting in.
Amber and Barnett are still together just to say fuck you to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like he's her prisoner.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I think she's on so much Adderall, it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah.
She got run over
by a tank she was fixing. Yeah. I mean,
wow.
All right. So the first thing, it's literally the first sentence that one of the guys says, Chris Fox, who I had mixed feelings about as we progressed.
Mean sawdust as a human being?
Well,
adorable.
Yeah, but he says,
cute sawdust.
People look at me and they assume that I'm a playboy. And that can't really ever be said well. You're just going to come off like an asshole.
Like a dick.
Yeah. People say my voice is sexy as well. Any takers on that? He did that later in the episode.
Oh, he did say that.
You know what? Maybe he's like a legit like undercover asshole.
Because you like him.
The whole time.
I don't dislike him.
I did for a while.
You think he's really cute, right?
I thought he was cute in a Boy Next Door way.
Yeah.
He
looks like I would break him.
Right. Me too. Fucking me too.
He's kind of like Boy Next Door could like impregnate the prom queen if possible.
Yeah. But like an LA 8.
Oh my God.
He's an LA 8.
He does look like, he looks so much like Jerry Gardner from high school.
The pretty boy
in high school.
Yeah.
I love Jerry Gardner because I remember when I was in eighth grade. they were playing Shirts and Skins at our eighth grade lock-in, and he took off his shirt, and I remember seeing sweat go down his chest, and I realized, I realized I was real gay, and so did all the other girls. Like, I said,
this is not good.
But he got Tina Hammer pregnant in high school, and he wouldn't take a DNA test or anything, but everybody said, he's so pretty, and he just ruined his life. That is what Chris looks like, the pretty boy who ruins his life because he gets a girl pregnant his senior year of high school.
This is 80% of our show, by the way,
of our normal shows.
I have an Aunt Tina who it wouldn't surprise me if that happened to her, but we call her the porch god because she's very, very overweight, and people have to bring up food to her.
Pay homage to her.
She's like a Jabba the Hutt.
She doesn't walk down. She sits atop like Xerxes.
Okay. You know? Yeah.
So anyway,
should we move into the next 48 seconds?
Yeah, let's get to the 90th second of the show.
I'm having a great time.
50 seconds.
Jared is another one. He says, I'm the skinniest guy here. I mean, the things that these people have to overcome, it's just unbelievable.
So sad. And remarkably unremarkable, these people. I think this might be our most unremarkable cast.
Yeah, but like you mentioned, there is this, like, when you're in the first act of a horror movie and the little things start happening and you're like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a nightmare. This is when we start seeing those things. Because when she's talking about, and I'll clarify she right now, if I remember her name, Johnny, she's talking about being in relationships with addicts and rebounding into a marriage. And it's all like, the Love is Blind music is playing underneath and stuff like that. But you're like, Wait a second. What? That is fucking crazy.
Go to Al-Anon, girl.
That is not a pie.
You really, when you think about it, all of a sudden you don't, when Johnny was having that conversation, I went, I don't feel safe anymore for whoever Johnny is with.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, she's Shelob. I mean, we've talked about another Shelob on Below Deck, so I hate to bring up that
the
reference.
The giant spider from...
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So
God,
anyways.
I love straight guy references.
So, you know,
we do have a very... We talk about Lord of the Rings
yes.
on our show a lot. A lot of times it's Dildo Swaggins.
Yeah, yeah.
Often speaks.
Who's a cosplayer who's 14 years old and his
yes,
mom calls.
I know Shelob very much.
Jared, come down for dinner.
Mom, I'm talking to my friends, Mom.
You're going to your father's house tomorrow is what you're doing.
That is,
Mom, this is my me time.
That is the saddest, the saddest hypothetical.
Yeah.
So we get to the first pod. It is Lydia and the 24-year-old Milton.
Okay. I wrote something down and I didn't say it on our podcast because I'm going to use it for this because I thought it might be too offensive.
Yeah.
Great.
He feels like a stuffed animal come to life. There's something about him that feels like he's a non-offensive person but doesn't feel real and doesn't have normal human cares and concerns.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're talking about Little Milton?
Yes.
Little Milton.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah, long Little Milton. That wasn't offensive at all.
Okay.
I was bracing for what you were going to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it was, I think I called him a not a real person, like a fake person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am obsessed with his style. I want to be a 6'7" thin, cool black guy.
He's 6'7"?
Well, yeah, he looks like it. He's probably, wow. I mean,
well,
he said he was going to.
That changes everything.
He said he was going to die early. So I don't think 6'5" people say that. I think you got to be over 6'6".
That is
6'7"
people say that.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So Lydia says that some people think that she's a little bit too much sometimes.
Oh, no. Why would anyone think that?
And she is, in fact, way too fucking much.
She's way too much.
Way too much.
So this is a little bit of a spoiler. But the funny thing about Lydia and a guy that knew her before the process, she explains it as a relationship that they had.
Yeah.
And then when you find out the timeline and how it was working out, it was actually just a booty call.
It was a booty call. He broke up with her. She broke up with him. She was fine with the breakup, but he says that he blocked her on Instagram.
Or she blocked him on Instagram.
Blocked him.
Right.
She blocked
him on Instagram. She sat outside his house, and you just knew she did.
These people are all fucking liars. They're all
liars.
Out of their fucking
can,
mind.
Can we talk about
liars.
Barbecue people for a second? Before?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, 100%.
So we call barbecue people, they're the, if you remember the names of some of these people, they're the Renee's, that girl that was in every scene in the women's quarter.
Oh, poor Renee. She was doing her best
to kill it. She really was.
Yeah. But she's a barbecue person.
There's Chandra, too, who I thought was going to make it.
I thought she was going to make it.
And she says, and maybe she didn't make it because she's got a few screws loose. She says at some point,
well,
you
that's
know,
not why.
Wait a minute. We're not going to be able to see the people. I was like, I don't think she knew what she signed up for.
She got the wrong show.
Don't sign up for Naked and Afraid. Next thing you know, ants are eating your asshole.
Yes.
Like, know what you signed up for.
That was that episode.
Can you imagine accidentally being on Naked and Afraid?
Oh.
I don't.
God damn.
I don't think. I don't know.
I don't have an asshole
right.
Anymore.
I don't know why people do that show.
Oh, it's like, a cottage industry now. Like, those people all make money off.
Yes,
yeah.
People wanted us to recap. They have, like, Naked and Afraid of Love, which is actually a pretty good show.
I think they have, like, a new... They have an innovation to pocket knives, and they need the capital to make it happen. So they need to go on Naked and Afraid to show their,
their gusto. You know who watches it, guys? Women.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because women rock on that show.
I'm just like... If can't like they put like on the ad free version of Discovery Plus, can we just see the other junk? Can we just have no blurring?
Yeah,
I like it.
That's honestly the reason why I watch showing.
It only
this
seems
is interesting,
fair,
but right. I want to see your tits, and I want to see your dick.
It would make it feel very like Kubrick, kind of like beginning of 2001.
Yeah, I think it actually takes away the stakes.
Yeah, I think it does too.
I like that. I also don't want them to kill the random animal. Like, hey, do you need to throw a rock on that frog's head?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't know you.
Or worse, like, you don't need to kill an entire pangolin. I don't know where you are, but you're not going to eat all that meat.
No.
It's way pangolins, too much animal.
Pangolins can be very difficult to to gut.
Yeah.
I've heard.
I don't even know what that is.
That's
what started COVID. although my character, the bat from Wuhan, still calls that, hey, boy.
All right. So we move on to Izzy and Stacy.
Lydia. Izzy and Lydia? Wait, what?
Well, Izzy and Lydia have a little thing, but it's going to be Izzy. If you have notes on Izzy and Lydia, we can talk about it.
I just want to have one question for you guys. Yeah. Have you noticed now that there is almost a rote questionnaire that they have? It's like they need to say, "Do you want kids?
Yeah.
What are your traumas?"
Well, Stacy has a 100%. Stacy has a point system, so she gives Izzy 5 points for saying that he's into dancing, and there's two things that could possibly be happening here. She doesn't have a point system. Or way worse, she has a point system. That's fucking...
Either one is not great.
You have to be like a dungeon master and coming up with all these different categories or what points. I mean, it's just insane.
It feels like the douchiest straight guy thing to do. Like, oh, she's a 2 for this because she likes... She knew what Skyrim was.
I'm going to have to knock you for not knowing what Elder Scrolls is.
Now, Dylan, it's worth mentioning, just to back up for a second, Lydia in Milton's first meeting, she basically shuts it down because she's 30 and he's 24. That will play a factor in later.
Yeah, it won't at all.
I just have a question. What were y'all doing at 24 years old?
I had no idea. We're friends with a guy named Dr. Drew. I'm not sure if he's in your ether, but
like
he always...
Dr. Drew?
Dr. Drew,
Actual Dr. Drew?
Actual Dr.
I'm
Drew.
I'm not friends with Dr. Drew.
I was on his podcast, he and Adam's podcast, years ago.
Name dropper.
Really? No,
sorry.
He talked about his friend. I was on his show because I was at this podcast conference, and I won this award because I won this speech contest. So I got up to accept the award, but on the way up there, Dr. Drew was standing there, and I had everything planned in my mind to what I was going to say. And then Gay DD kicked in when I got up there in front of the mic, and I immediately said, y'all, I can't remember what I was going to say because I just walked by Dr. Drew and he's a silver fucking fox.
Yeah, no, he really is.
He's handsome.
And I just talked about how cute he was. And afterwards, producer said, come on the show.
And you got on the show.
So I was going on years ago.
So if you want to go on Dr. Drew's show, you just need to sexually harass him.
Sexually harass him.
Yeah. We're great friends with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
All three of us used to work for him. So anyway, he always says that a man's brain is not even fully developed until you're like 25, 26.
Totally think it's later than that, but I think 25, 26 is generous.
Mm-hmm. I think he would know. He's a Dr. Drew.
No.
Yeah, I'm with
he's
you.
He's never held a human brain.
I can say this. 24, I was a complete moron. I would be way worse than little Milton.
Me
on
too.
I, at 24, looked at male. That was on the front, very concerning.
Yes.
And I would just throw it. I would sooner incinerate it than I would open it. And then the power would go out. And that's what would happen to me at 24. I was a little underdeveloped.
It's important to remember that this is a black man living in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
And I think that culture is much more of...
He needs to get married.
I guarantee you he comes from a religious family.
Interesting angle. Okay.
That's what I think.
I, at 24... did drugs and thought I would not die.
Yeah.
I could not see my own death.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm 32 right now. I'm starting to think of death in a pretty significant way. I'm like, whoa, are these
just
thoughts
wait till
coming
you get
from?
To 44. It's great.
I didn't think death was possible.
Oh, yeah.
And amount of drugs that I did in one night at 24 is staggering.
I was doing bath salts at 24.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just one time. Well, over 3 days. Okay, let's move on.
I always love the sirens.
Yeah, no. Pat's neighbor has a commune in her backyard, and they commit a lot of crimes, and they flee to that backyard.
So, yes. Are we at Johnny and Izzy?
We're at Johnny. Now.
Okay,
Johnny
so
and Izzy.
This is interesting because she kind of admits that she's got a bad picker because she only dates people yes. that like.
That's
crack
a kind
cocaine.
Way of putting it.
yeah.
But I was trying to figure out what is with Johnny. You know, she's a lawyer, seems like she's got her shit together. And then she tells just a simple little detail about mommy. I think her and her mom have had issues.
That's a big thing for someone to say. Like,
her mother said you should stop dating and yes. live out in the woods alone
that's
until
not
you
what
die.
That's not what a support. Like, I have a supportive mother. We're probably too close.
Is that Taylor or
you
Johnny?
You are. You're enmeshed.
But, I believe it was Johnny.
But yes.
Okay.
She said, my mother says maybe you shouldn't be in a relationship.
For a mother to say that to her daughter.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when my ex and I broke up after 7.5 years, like 2 months out, my mom was like, well, you really should get back to with somebody. It's good for you to be in a relationship. I was like, too soon, mom.
Yeah.
But still, that's what a mom does.
Regardless of how you feel right now, you need to be with somebody.
Right. Sure, he just ripped your heart out. You should love again.
For
a mother to say, honey, I think you're just going to be alone.
Yeah.
You're going to die alone.
That's what's good for you.
So this Russian nesting doll of her pain, I do think the last one in the middle is this fucked up thing with there's something really dark there. But just in case the fans, because when we get details wrong, we hear it. I get annoyed. I get resentful of our fans. I want to stop doing podcasting. So... That could have been Taylor.
I was the only one who said that.
So, anyways,
I think that was Johnny. I wrote that down as Johnny.
I know that was Johnny. That was Johnny.
Okay, great. So
you can email Maddie at Reality Gaze.
You know, someone never has a problem getting things wrong ever.
No. So I'm not here to be right. I'm here to be entertaining.
That is Johnny. Okay, so Chris Fox is up next. Retail development. He fosters on the weekend. This he has to be for Hinge pictures, or I just don't. Maybe I'm a cynical asshole. I don't fucking buy it that he's doing it out of the kindness of his heart.
It's either that or he's had a because he looks like. That a kind of like the Disney Prince ish, but like Walmart level of that Disney Prince.
Yeah,
he also kind of looks like he would be the youngest private in Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
the kid that's gonna die.
He would
get shot by a sniper. Yes. They would waste all the morphine on him.
And they're like, oh my god, that remember that guy? Yes. We loved that guy. He never said a bad word about anybody.
He's Giovanni Ribisi, but he's just hotter. Yeah.
But I think this guy has never had. When he did have a problem, I think the family was great. I think he's just drawn to horrible women.
Yeah.
And because he said, my picker's been off for a while, and everyone kind of says that I don't bring good women
what
around.
What is that? You have a master's in psychology. Did you know that?
What? You know... I've heard him tiptoe around it before, but I'd never heard it before.
Oh, just wait. You're going to hear it often, that Jake's voice teacher.
What is with people picking really bad people all the time?
I think it has to do, I think probably his family has very high standards for who he went out with. And he internalizes that as, I pick shitty girls.
Like a little pushback.
Yeah, because it's always interesting when we meet their parents, because you always understand someone better when you meet one of their parents, if they were raised by their parents when you meet them.
Yeah.
So, and because they talk about this on the show, but we actually say this too later on their kind of, but we often pick our patterns, not what we need or want. But I agree with Jake. I think it's a lot of if we go towards what we've seen so much, it takes a lot.
If your dad was an alcoholic, chances are you're going to date.
Because you have that. And they even now, like, children of alcoholic can live out same patterns for 4 generations and not have an alcoholic
generational
in
trauma.
Latter generations.
It's that invested in our DNA.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, I'm that. My mom grew up with alcoholic. I am totally a child of alcoholic. Both
you're waiting for
that
shooter drop.
Yeah.
I think if Chris would have had a little bit of a hardship, like if he would have been sent to like a work camp in middle school,
I think
are you talking about like North
where
Korea?
They send Paris Hilton?
You mean like Boy State?
Or like a scared straight camp or something. Okay. Shake him up a little bit. I think he would be funny. I think he'd be interesting.
Right.
Unfortunately,
yeah, none of those things.
You get him being a bag of wet fertilizer.
Well, I bet he went to church camp.
Even though he's adorable.
Yeah, right. Church camp. He
went
no
to,
yeah,
he went to Balls Creek for sure.
Not a funny thing, but generally sports kind of help you do this.
Yes.
So we're going to say that Chris didn't play football.
They help you. Sports help you have what? Gay sex?
Well, No.
In every movie I've seen.
Yeah, every time a football player, someone ends up getting an old fashioned.
Yeah. Mm. No, I've seen it before. And but speaking of basic bags of wet fertilizer, I don't want to be too mean to Stacey. And Stacey does say something actually kind of beautiful.
I enjoyed her. I wound up really enjoying her.
Are you talking about the map? Pass? Yes.
That was so beautiful.
She is so basic.
She's the new wine hack.
She may be the new wine hack.
She might be the new wine hack.
Y'all, I promise you, think of how low the bar is that Stacy is great.
What the fuck is going on? What is that? Oh, that's that game.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I don't hear anything.
Kaylin, can you turn off the Outrun video game? Sorry. I apologize.
Oh, it's the Outrun video game.
Who plays that?
That was just the...
My daughter.
That was the straightest thing
Kaylin,
that's ever happened.
While you're up, sugar, could you give me another beer? While you're up.
Can I have a claw?
He's not your assistant.
What? Do you want a drink?
No.
I'll take a water, Kaylin, if you're off.
Kaylin, can I have a white claw, please?
We're taking a drink break. This is a quick break.
Okay, drink break.
Drink break.
Another vodka?
Should we get another vodka?
White claw.
You know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. Songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this
this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volbella XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's QUINCE.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/realitygaze.
Okay, so are you guys ready to get to the next day? Pack and you yell it.
Next day!
Let's get to the tears of a blonde 25-year-old named Taylor.
Who's the teacher?
Which is...
A kindergarten teacher, I'm sorry.
It's really... and kindergarten teachers, thank you for your service.
Yes!
Also,
oh, yeah.
You are... You're drunks. You're all fucking drunks.
You're drunk.
All right, Taylor...
Sorry.
Taylor was... All right, let me just talk about casting for the show. All they need to do, it kind of writes itself as an amazing show, and it can go on 4 years. The only thing they need to do is make sure they don't let the Instagram people in here. Taylor is a person that's just a regular person that somehow found her way on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion,
she wandered onto the set.
Yeah. I don't know about JP.
I think
JP
she's
yet.
Micah's little sister.
You think she's what?
I think they look alike. I love that take.
I've been thinking about that more. I agree with you.
I think not the way they act. She looks like Micah.
Yeah, the carbon she's, copies.
She's a lot nicer, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Micah's friend. What a witch.
Shelby.
Let's talk about JP. I think America's good.
He would fight you right now.
I get triggered by it.
Even if America was firing on all cylinders.
Which we're not.
To don this much regalia the way that he does is insane. American socks, American shirts, American pants. I don't understand it.
We still think he's thawing out like he was in Amber. And he's slowly coming back to like he was thawed out, like he was trapped in the 30s.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I love that take.
He's from Alabama, rural Alabama.
Yeah.
And at that time you had to be very American.
Mm-hmm.
They just fought World War One. People. Right. Remember that.
Yeah.
He says words like he might say unfortunate racial slurs. We have to be okay with that because he was born in 1890.
Now I have a different angle on this. He's a firefighter and he's pretty good looking.
Yeah.
And he's of a
he's
certain
got dimples,
age.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you look up lists of occupations where they're the biggest cheaters in the world, firefighters always make like the top.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's like airplane pilots.
That. Oh, makes sense.
You know, just there because it's your schedule is so messed up. You can be like, honey, I know I'm 24 on, 24 off, but they asked me to do a 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, and someone's going to make the chili, you know? So, anyway.
Firefighters
someone's
always.
Going to make the chili.
My brother-in-law is a firefighter. I think he's very high up. He is a faithful man, and he doesn't cook chili anymore.
Okay.
So I just in case he's listening, had to get that out.
Is he a recent cheater, like the episode says?
Yes.
All right. Did you guys catch one of the barbecue people that looks like Jimmy Kimmel with a toupee on? Did you see that motherfucker?
Is that Robert?
Yes!
Robert.
That's Robert. That's Robert.
Yeah. He is a teacher, and I was like, okay, this is a friend. Mm. This is like a friend of a PA. They needed somebody else in there.
It feels, we were speaking to barbecue people. I love that term. We're going to use that.
Oh, yeah. They'll show up in episode 7.
It seems like they do. I feel like in this season, they really got rid of the barbecue people quickly. Yes. I feel like they hang around more in the pods.
Yeah.
We see them talking. And because by the time we get to episode 4, we kind of just see...
I'm devastated. I might not get to see Miriam. Sorry, spoiler alert. And I'm now not going to get to see Renee or who was the girl who's the stylist?
We don't know because
I guess we don't know.
We can maybe talk at the end, but we both were kind of like, who are the couples going to be? They have 5 couples, and we don't even have anything close.
I don't feel safe. I've seen episode 4.
Me neither.
And I don't feel safe.
Me neither.
That is my big problem with this season.
And let's not do this thing where you go, we're going to have this be a malleable thing. And no. Hit the formula.
Thank you.
Get them to Mexico and make sure we have 6. Just fucking don't fuck this up, Netflix. Yeah.
Get drunk and have fights because that's what I want
to
see.
I need to get them together. I need Lydia to tell 3 men in a pool that she will marry all of them.
Yeah. At the same time.
And she will.
While she's got her titties out.
So
is going
to
happen.
We get back to, JP says that he would propose to her right now. Again, this is that kind of turn in the horror movie where you go, not good.
Well, honestly, you have to because you don't know if you're going to come back from the Great War.
His favorite food is calf's liver.
Yes, he's like the real Captain America.
Yeah, 100%. So we get back to the pods with Uche and the gang. Get back from the pods, I think.
Oh, my God. No, get this. This is where we jump in with Miriam, who was going to be my favorite. And she's talking to Uche, and she does not have her motherfucking story straight. Did you catch this?
Oh, scammer!
You caught it? Do you want to break it down, or should I?
Total scammy vibes.
Break it down.
Yeah, okay. One of you two break it down.
She says she lives in the Middle East, and she's going to move here in a couple weeks. But she's on a reality TV show.
Now, He's a lawyer, so he literally breaks her down.
Yes.
Put a pin in that. He's going to do it later to Aaliyah.
Yes, he is.
But
she
but,
has a skincare line.
Okay.
And she's also a scientist, but she doesn't know what field she is. And
well,
so
this is Human Centipede kind of shit.
I thought it was like the cure, the fountain of youth kind of thing.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
found it, and it's through like baby scrotums.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
And she has to practice some kind of criminality in order to offer people this service.
At least Santeria as well, like, to get this.
I think she's just been a call girl.
But no.
She's making up stories. She lived a life.
She was so cagey about every single one of her answers.
She's beautiful. She could do it.
Yes. But don't come on this television show because we get to analyze what you said.
I just want to say she's been on a lot of yachts.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it there.
Haven't we all?
No.
Haven't we all?
Haven't we? I actually, that made me sad.
In a former life.
I have never been on a yacht.
Me neither.
Okay.
So Aaliyah loves anime and she lived in Japan. She's a cardiovascular surgeon.
I love her.
She's lovely.
Well, she's a nurse. She works as a nurse for a cardio.
Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to tear women down like that?
Have you guys noticed? I brought this up on like one thing. It was like saying, I'm such a nerd. I'm a nerd. I'm a nerd, 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 nerd. And I'm a nerd. And it's like, that's why I am. Isn't it funny that I'm a nerd? I'm such a nerd. And I said, you're not a fucking nerd. A nerd was me only wanting to talk about like, only wanted to talk about Star Trek and like only focusing on Voyager, you know, that kind of shit.
Do you want to do it?
Do you want to know what nerds?
You want to do it?
Maybe
pull up the Shardcast. Just go to YouTube and type in the Shardcast.
So when you say you're a nerd, and it's because you saw all three prequels to Star Wars,
exactly.
That's not really a nerd.
That's not a nerd.
No.
That's not a nerd. Or if what's her other example of being a nerd? It's that she likes to read.
Sarah J. Maas books?
Yeah. Did you find it, Kaylin?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
No. It's our fans know
nerds.
It very well. The Shardcast is a podcast run and operated by lovely, beautiful, imaginative incels who are really into the works of Brandon Sanderson, who is a Mormon storyteller. One of the greats.
What?
Those are nerds.
Mormons really go
those
in like
are nerds.
Stories.
Those are nerds.
She is not a nerd. Uche is not a nerd. Stop.
No, Uche is definitely
that
not.
Is you
true.
Don't know what a nerd is.
My Mormon friend, who's actually the showrunner of the Lord of the Rings show, he
name
is
dropper.
A Mormon nerd.
Oh, tell him he did a really fucking bad job.
I wasn't name dropped. I said he's a nerd.
Dylan, can we get into where we start going down the road of a little smut here? We get a little montage.
Oh, yeah.
Smut.
Now we got to talk about sex. I'm sorry to insult your friend like that.
All right.
But they did do such a bad job.
I can't talk about it. Kaylin, transcribe this for me. We get a montage of like different people talking about what they want.
I thought
in the
you pods. Said sex. You were afraid. No, let's talk about it.
Let's see here. Aaliyah likes a dude who grunts like Chewbacca when he comes. Renee's a squirter when she sees a door guy hang a door.
Got it.
And Justice knows how to eat pussy.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a barbecue person.
Yeah, he's a barbecue person.
And I'm very upset because I think Justice could be the greatest fucker of all of them.
Yeah.
And
he was hot.
I think he must have come off very poorly in the pods.
100%. What do you think of your thoughts on Carter? He was the one who looks like he wrestles in the WWE.
What? I don't remember this man.
Huge. Looked like a lumberjack.
He looked like
really?
he looked talking about
fish.
Yeah.
He was the
one who was talking about all my pictures are fish people.
Oh.
I for sure thought he was going to get
lots of barbecue people.
I think if people would have like seen that. Him, the women would have climbed him like a redwood.
100%.
I will say, though, I told Poodle, I don't think, like, maybe Izzy, but I'm not, I don't think any of the guys are crazy hot this
No,
season.
Izzy's probably the hottest one, and that's, you know.
This is a remarkably unremarkable physical.
But it's my
season.
Wife said
great
that.
Casting though.
My wife said that she came and she's like, I kind of am bummed that none of them are really hot.
We
and I was
say
like,
that
no, that's the genius.
We've said
what
that
a
the
slut
last
thing
two
to
seasons.
Say.
Sheree, oh, she's really judgy.
All right, so someone says Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are perfect, and fucking people, you got to stop saying things like that.
Why?
I just...
What if they are perfect?
I don't think
they're
they are.
Not.
And
no
it's
way.
Just... It's
too good to be true.
It's does, just fucking...
Can I just point out
Hugh Jackman
something?
And his wife just got divorced. People are very
Who saw
upset.
That coming?
I have all these...
He is a straight remarkable heterosexual Australian.
I got
so
say,
you know what? Let's let sleeping dogs lie.
So many women on my Facebook page were just like really upset by that.
Oh, really?
Really? Yes.
He's a gay man.
A lot of people, the speculation wasn't surprised.
She's gay.
On our show, we call them Carl's wives because they probably went, Carl! Carl, that,
did you know Hugh Jackman's
Wolverine is single now? I'm going to have to watch that movie again. Shoot her. Go get Mama's iPad. I want to watch my story.
Okay, That's our listener. They wear a lot of sweats.
House coats.
100%. Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. All right, so Stacey has a talent. She can guess the size of anyone's shoe when she sees the shoe.
I don't think this
so
is
she's talking about
a great
dick.
Talent.
No, not at all.
This is like if I said I could tell how hot something is by the steam. It's not a very difficult thing to do.
No, it's not.
If you go in half sizes and you're getting it right all the time,
That's a talent.
But I don't think that's what she's doing.
Or like European sizes when you had to like go between like 10 and 42.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a talent.
That's not what she's doing. She's saying you're an 11. They go, actually, I'm a 14. And she goes, oh, I was close. And then they have sex, I think.
The one thing where Izzy and Johnny are talking and he goes, are you a cuddler? And he says, are you, how do we talk about this? Are you like experimental in the bathroom? Are you in the bedroom? And y'all, when a straight guy asks you that, as everyone knows, that means anal.
Is that what it means?
Yes.
I think it does. I mean, straight man.
If you asked a woman if she's experimental in the bedroom, what would you be thinking of?
You know what? I'm a straight man. You're 100% right.
That's what that means. And Johnny was like, I don't know. What does that mean?
Because straight men love anal too. Who doesn't love anal?
I would be thinking more like spit and mouth kind of shit.
Well, that's what the kids are doing now.
Okay. Yeah.
That's like all in a day.
That's how you say hello.
Those Zoomers down at Barney's Beanery with the fucking poofs in the front of their head. Again, they're spitting all over each other.
For the kids now, double penetration is second base.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Two.
This is the way.
All right, so we have virginity talk. Oh, my gosh. All right. I hope this is not controversial. But let's talk about Chris getting raped.
Oh, God.
The way he described it, I think this is new for Love is Blind, talking about sexual assault in a way that you can tell Chris isn't over it. Yeah. And he's probably never talked about it before.
Yeah.
And it felt, I guess it's necessary to talk about, especially male sexual assault this way.
Yeah.
But I was kind of like, I expected Johnny to have something to say that was like, I think she did say it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You shouldn't blame.
She had a fortune cookie response to it.
You know, although she I did. Will say with the genders, there's a new things that are thrown at you that you don't know how to handle.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want to sound like PJ freshly unambered. But
JP.
Yeah. JP. But this... Maybe I'm just ignorant, but
there's
a difference between
how'd you get it up?
Yeah, there's a difference between him getting. I don't know. I'm not going to shoot myself in the foot.
To be to be fair, there it's like sometimes women, when they're assaulted, have orgasms. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of women feel really guilty. They're like, say, oh, I enjoyed it. And I think...
And sexual assault is called betrayal of the body.
Yeah. I think if it was... I don't think he was leaning into it like, I've got something to share. This is my trauma.
I think
he was busted up about it.
It was so soon.
Yeah.
It's the fact that it was so early in the season, early in the episode. Well, I think if this had come like episode 3.
You know why I feel this way? I feel like everything in this season has been out of time. Everything. Because y'all, spoiler alert, this one thing. When a certain couple gets engaged,
he got really pissed.
We still see them in the pods.
Oh, that's right.
Didn't they let them go before?
Okay, no, a lot. All right, so I have a theory about this. I'm glad
JP
you brought
and
this
Taylor?
Up, Jake.
Is he talking about JP
Captain
and
America.
Yeah.
No.
Or not Captain
all
America,
of them.
But,
so I think under contract, because, and this is just from a production note, this might bore some of the listeners, because they need filming and some things they want to, when they edit this, they want things in the order they want to present them, they can't make it look like Taylor and JP left already. So that's why Taylor and JP need to be there so they can cut it together. That's why they have to stay even after they propose.
I'm
going to
ask my neighbor. My neighbor's an editor of Love is Blind.
What the fuck?
I know she barely tells me anything.
They're gone. But I think that fucked up editing for them.
Really?
Because you're limited on what you can do to fuck with people.
So they...
Just a theory.
So they make poor, grunty McAmber stay there, even though all he wants to do is ravish that kindergarten teacher pussy.
100%.
The whole idea is that Chris Cuomo just wants to fuck with people.
Mm-hmm. Chris Cuomo?
The guy who runs it.
Chris Colin.
Chris Colin just wants to fuck with people.
Dude, Chris Cuomo would kill himself if he had to produce this show.
Yeah, you know, it was so close. Really.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so Izzy tells, or Lydia tells Izzy that he is her number one. She is too much, and he feels it in this moment. He says, I'm still processing it, and we move on to Uche and Aaliyah. She wants a woman cave, and she writes poetry. They both love spoken word. I don't know what the fuck the movie Love Jones is. I've never heard of
it.
It
is
before.
Spoken word. It's
I saw it years ago.
It's Nia Long.
Long was in it, and Bill Bellamy. Remember Bill?
Love Bill.
Oh, you're both younger, but so I don't think
who was the same age as Aaliyah. Like, do you know what my favorite movie is? And a lot of our listeners like. Yeah, your favorite movie is Love Jones because you just talked about spoken word poetry. And she's like, Love Jones.
right. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it was like 97, 96.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Again,
just a blind spot.
Who's
and I are a little bit
Long.
Older. So and y'all, what? She's got a Fender guitar, which
by
makes
the way,
her.
She's got a six string. Okay. Unless you're Steve Vai. There's only six strings on a guitar.
Please speak to this. I've got a six string Fender.
Pat, as a musician, as a guitarist, How common is a Fender guitar?
Yeah,
it's one of the one out of the five big ones.
Yeah,
yeah.
If she would have said, "I have a 11 string Les Paul,"
right,
that I'd be confused.
That would have been a very different thing. Yeah. Yeah. He went, "I have 11 string Les Paul."
Yes.
Even if she said, "I play bass," that would be something, but not guitar.
Yeah,
and the spoken word was enough. That's a weird thing that you guys have. We don't need to go further and say that we both play guitar.
I'm gonna say she's not a great guitar player.
Oh, no, yeah. she plays chords, which is fine. Mm-hmm. Which is fine.
All right, so we get to the next day.
Next day,
booze is poured and Taylor heads in to chat with Mr. America. I love that he is fresh out of Amber.
Yeah,
I promise you that explains the he's still trying to come to terms with language again.
Oh yeah, he's a fucking mute.
That's
yeah.
why I can't talk. That is why I can't talk.
It's like he has an impulse. He's like, I should be able to say it, but I can't.
Sorry, sidebar real quick.
Yeah,
there is a movie in the early 80s, late 70s. I think it's called Iceman, where they found a caveman frozen in like the Arctic. They pull him out. And they defrost the fucker. And then they put him in, like, create his own world in, like, this, like, Truman Show type of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, the movie ends. He's romantic interest. He ends up fucking one of the scientists.
Wow. See, he just knows how to fuck right away.
Well, I mean.
Wasn't that in, like, Encino Man?
Encino Man was that.
And, like, that oh, wow. That was the funny version of
Brendan Fraser was, like, hot and was, like, mugging and had comic timing. And he'd just come out of fucking ice.
I don't think I've ever seen a Pauly Shore film.
No,
Oh, they're
Brendan,
all horrible.
Brendan Fraser.
He was in that.
Yes, Pauly Shore was an Encino Man.
It's so weird that you said Pauly Shore. We were just talking about it on the way here because apparently Pauly Shore is jonesing to be Richard Simmons in the new, in a Richard Simmons biopic. Oh, but no, if you look at the, show them the picture our friend
I'm not going to do that.
Why? Because you don't realize Pauly Shore looks just like Richard Simmons.
I see that, but it needs to be an A24 movie if anybody's going to pay attention to it. That's the only way anybody sees that movie.
It needs to be A24 because it needs to be angsty. Yeah. It needs to be like, it needs to be like that, the Pauly Shore or the Richard Simmons version of Joker. Yeah, I would watch.
I tried to get in a Richard Simmons workout video, but I wasn't fat enough. But I got to meet him.
Nice guy, right?
Very nice guy. He tried to get me to cry, and I was like, I'm not really a crier.
Yeah.
He was like, come on. Has it been really hard for you being a big kid? And I was like, well, it really wasn't that big.
I just wanted to get a free workout.
I would have been there. I'm like, yeah, you were. Look at your pictures.
Because can I tell you? They want really obese, like very big.
Oh, I remember. Remember they were selling that video you could have shipped to your house, like in three installments of him dancing with
Sweat to the oldies. That's it. I danced to it in my living room with my Aunt Darla.
Did you ever do Ty Bo?
Oh, I did.
Billy Blank.
Tabo.
Yeah.
Billy Blank.
That went out of business. That was his greatest torture. I feel bad for Richard Simmons, is always having to be the nice guy and upbeat.
Are we can't do this right now.
Why?
We can't have an earnest conversation about Richard Simmons. <for sure>. we have to finish the show.
Are you right?
Let me just report this. Insane. Encino Man basically defrosted out of amber thinks Taylor is spelled T-A-Y-L-A-R.
Yes. Yeah.
Because his faculties are still coming back to him.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
Great Sagui, by the way. Way to get us back into the show.
Great Sagui. And they're both snoozers.
Sugar.
That annoys me.
There is going to be a moment where the 1930s are going to come out, and he's going to be eating an almost raw steak, and he's going to throw something seventh episode. Then they'll be interested.
Did it bother anyone? You didn't have a problem with it that their pet names for one another were derivative.
Oh, yeah. Sugar Butt and Sugar. Is that right?
Why not just call each other Sugar Butt?
I don't understand that because you guys do Boo, right?
I call her Babu, my wife.
Oh, that's cute. What is hers for you?
Babu. Same name.
I kind of like that. I'm not okay with something that's just adjacent.
Yeah.
It should be different enough. Again, this may explain why I'm not in a relationship, but I think I would demand my own pet.
You can't do like Winnie also, and Winnie Pooh.
You
like
also though usually like men to call you garbage and choke you.
Yeah.
So I think your pet names are a little bit on a different scale.
So do you experiment in the bedroom?
Yeah. I like to say, I identify as whole.
All right, so Stacy is, she gives me the vibe that she could be the next Wine Hag. I think she's a little too.
When you say Wine
Hag is from first season.
I mean, Jessica.
Jessica.
Oh, I love her. Yeah. I love her and her drunk dog who loved to lap up some Chardonnay.
Who I think now who morphed into human form and is now the Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, it's okay. I like that because the elixir she's drinking is decaying her quickly than wine ever should. But for the dog, it turns him into some kind of golden 80-year-old prince.
Yeah. Now, we had a big thing. We're two straight men, but he went off
you guys
on.
Right.
That's true. We're trying. He went off on Stacey's makeup.
It's her
makeup horrendous.
Choices. It's horrible. Horrible, It looks like she just, this is a white woman with blue eyes, don't need to put orange type of bronzer on her cheeks.
And the eyebrow thing that's going on right now where they're flaring them up.
It's going straight up in the air. The best thing to happen to her is her to get thrown in a pool. She's sobbing. The makeup all washes
she's
off.
A beautiful woman.
Yeah.
But she looks like she's been
she's been rubbing her face in the dirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She does this really
rubs
bad.
Rubs it on her cheek, and then she just goes back in a straight line. It's terrible.
She got her makeup from Claire's.
Can I tell you, the best thing about doing a show with Reality Gaze is they get to say this shit, and we get to nod our heads.
No, yeah, you get to say, we get to come for makeup choices.
If we want to talk about a bra that doesn't make a woman's boobs look good, we will.
This fag was a makeup artist.
Yeah,
so
I know.
We can say it.
I can say it.
I critique makeup sometimes, though. I can critique makeup with the best of them.
You can.
Thank you.
Can.
That's all that matters.
But it's a good point, though, because the makeup is a little...
it's awful. Okay. Awful.
Lydia is... And we're getting towards the end of it.
All right, so this is Izzy and Lydia, right?
Izzy breaks up with Lydia. And thank God there is an opaque wall between them, because... You do not want to be face to face with a heartbroken Puerto Rican woman.
No,
who you've caused the heartbreak.
No. Or I want to say I can add Puerto Rican gay man to that.
I feel
like she almost certainly would have thrown her shoe at him.
Yeah. I think he would have been in a lot of danger.
Yeah. Also, how could she not have picked up on his reticence?
I was just gonna say
she's out of her fucking mind.
That's what's the most concerning with Lydia, is that Lydia is so wrapped up with making sure everyone likes her, she is oblivious to if people actually like her.
Yeah.
I love that take, but also she will do anything to lock something down. Like, she's in that place in her life.
To be loved, yeah. Yes, she will.
And it gives people the ick, because it seems too...
Yeah. It feels suffocating.
It's a lot.
Desperate.
She's got an altar back in her room about Mexico. She is literally sacrificing shit to get to Mexico.
Well, right. I think she offers poor little Milton, like, a bicycle later on. I'll take you to... Yeah. Look, come on. Sit down. Just propose. I'll take you to Disneyland.
We'll
first.
Watch Yu-Gi-Oh! Together, and then we can go to Mexico.
That's fine. I'm going
to
be there for you.
All right. So we end with the most revolting thing.
Are we done? I thought we had a couple more pods. No.
No. Well, this is the last part of the episode.
And Aaliyah.
Uche and Aaliyah. So Aaliyah,
I'm here, Pat.
Aaliyah tells Uche that she cheated 2 years ago on a man who was not satisfying her sexually. It's a thing that is very, very common. People are too afraid to break someone's heart, so they step out on them. It doesn't make you an evil person, but in Uche's
mind... Why don't you just break up with him?
It does.
Why don't you just break up with him?
This is...
Do you have more guy friends or girlfriends?
Oh, that question.
I screamed! I mean, the slut shaming, or sex shaming maybe is a better term... That just poured out of
the
this
doctor
man.
Filling he does with
yes,
her.
Well, yes.
Oh my fucking God. Shut your mouth, dude.
The worst thing was he could tell she was getting emotional, and he could tell he was breaking her down, but he persisted.
Yep.
And that's the cruelty. It wasn't that he made an offhand statement. He kept going until he had her where he wanted
this
her.
This isn't how you talk to somebody you care about.
No.
You guys are turning me around. I started this episode off, like, in later episodes, he kind of makes a comeback. I'm with you guys. This kind of behavior is psychopathic.
This is Patrick Bateman level. He was talking about fucking Huey Lewis in the news right after.
If this didn't trigger you at first, that's fine. That just means... Thank God you have the wife now, because you probably dated some shitty women.
But there did
need to be. I was a shitty guy, too. I've gotten a little older.
It was like a ref needed to come in and say,
I wanted someone to intervene.
Yeah, no, this is a technical knockout. We can't have this much more damage.
She's like sobbing and crying and trying to talk to him, and he's still just, but wait.
Yeah.
And then when he admits, he's like, well, you know, I kissed somebody when I was 18, but that's not the same thing.
I was 18. You're old.
Yeah.
You should know better. You should live in a convent.
That wasn't the same thing. And I told them. You didn't even tell him. Wow.
I wanted her to run for the fucking hills and just be. Obviously, it's heartbreaking. The guy just beat the shit out of you emotionally, but don't do this thing where. You want to try to make it work to go to Mexico. Don't be around
everyone
this guy
needs to get
anymore.
To the Mexican resort.
I mean, it's so horrible for her.
It does feel It does. It is fulfilling to see what happens in episode 4. Yeah.
It is. I will say this.
Go ahead. Nick, go ahead.
All right. So after he beats her up, and by the way, she could have, and he makes this realization later on, she could have just not mentioned this, but the fact that she did, and he says that she did mention it. They, Love Is Blind music producers, leave her with a song as she exits the door. I feel shame, and I can't shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Not with this judgy bastard around you, Kat.
His falsetto is fucking unbelievable.
That was really beautiful.
Oh,
was beautiful.
And we're all kidding.
That's a voice teacher.
Wow. Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank God she has Lydia to run to, who knows exactly what she's going through.
Exactly. We're the same person. No, literally. Exactly.
We're the same person.
Good.
I know you.
We're the
like
same
I
person.
Know him. Oh,
we're the same
God.
Person.
What a fucking loon Lydia is.
Hold on. Later on, she's a loon.
Well, we can't talk about later on because this is the end of the episode.
You're giving me blue balls.
We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for coming
back.
On the show.
Very much.
Such a fun time.
So ready to have all the gay sex in your porn set here.
Can we just?
I can
you
just
guys,
see myself looking up, getting pummeled. Right,
you guys
here.
Brought us sidecar donuts. Can't thank you enough. That is such
You're
a beautiful
so
welcome.
No, yes.
That was like $175 box of donuts. So we really appreciate that.
It was close, actually.
Everybody, go listen to Reality Gays. Jump in the iTunes ratings and reviews.
Thank y'all.
Leave 5 stars. Tell them we sent you. And look out for more collabs.
Also,
from all of us
we're
in the future.
Both podcasts on our free feeds. It's on your free feed.
It will be
Golden Bachelor.
Yes,
Golden
it'll be Bachelor. On our public feed. Yep.
All right, your due diligence is as listeners, you need to listen to both our recaps of Golden Bachelor because that's necessary.
Mm-hmm. It is
and
necessary.
Then we'll be
checking IDs.
We'll be collabing about that again.
Yeah.
I'm coming back to the porn set.
Yeah,
talking
well,
about
let's,
Golden
let's
Bachelor.
Do Golden Bachelor soon.
Wait, this place looks familiar.
Hey, Kaylin. You did a great job today, dude.
I'm sorry you're leaving, Kaylin. Yeah.
He got drunk on Subway sandwiches and deleted a bunch of episodes.
Oh, that happens.